Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
There are things that should not be. Copycat killers. They exist. Those who are compelled to turn bloody fiction into a real-life horror story.
He was inspired by the Joker.
They do it because the acts give them power and control.
The life is the kill.
Life imitates art. And unfortunately, so does death.
Reeled and Podcast One, who brought you Murder Made Me Famous, comes the next great true crime podcast, Copycat Killers. Join host Dr. J. Buzz Von Ornsteiner as he analyzes true crimes based on Hollywood hits. New episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Lakers lost to the Pacers last night. They got Milwaukee coming up in Milwaukee on Thursday night. As we bring in Anthony Davis, the Lakers power forward, six-time NBA All-Star, joining us on behalf of Mobile One and their sweepstakes, which we'll talk about in a moment. Good morning, Anthony. What was your second best sport in high school?
Good morning. I didn't have a second best sport. I only played basketball.
But as a little kid, did you play baseball, football?
No, I didn't. I wanted to play baseball, so my dad played baseball. But I remember we were playing catch one day, and he threw the ball. And he told me to put the glove like right in front of my face. And he threw the ball. It like missed my glove. It hit me in the mouth, and it was over after that.
I've also wondered that I think you were 6'2", 6'1", as a sophomore, and then you grew to 6'10", as a senior. But because you had that time period where you had to learn how to dribble the ball, if you're that small, that short as a guard, how much, like you look back on that, how important was that, that you did have that time where you had to learn how to dribble a ball like a point guard?
That was very important because I wouldn't be the player I am today. So having that skill set when I was in high school, you know, freshman, sophomore year, kind of carried over until my game, you know, kind of in college and especially in the NBA. So I think it was very important, you know, throughout my career.
Who was the best player you played against in high school?
Best player, probably at that time. You know, I didn't go to a big high school, and we didn't play any like top teams. So in season, outside AAU circuit, because I played against everybody, you know, Michael Gilchrist, Bradley Beal, all those guys. And season was probably Jahlil Okafor, to be honest.
Okay. All right. When did you know you could play? Like, when did you know you could be great?
I think my senior year, honestly. Obviously, I always had the mindset, like, oh, I want to go to the NBA, but I never knew that I can be, like, really good. Until my senior year when I had a growth spurt. And then, you know, everyone started talking about me, and then I ended up becoming, you know, number one player in the country, and that's when I knew I could do something special.
I know you went to Michael Jordan's basketball camp. Have you had a conversation with Michael, being a Bulls fan growing up?
I didn't. I think the only time I talked to Michael was at his camp. I think that was it. And he came and spoke to the group, and then you know, had a couple conversations here and there with some of the players, but that was the only time I had like a real, you know, conversation with him.
Wait, but But you didn't get a chance to ask him a question. Did he just say, anybody got questions? Did you raise your hand?
I didn't raise my hand. You know, you don't want to be the first guy to raise your hand and ask a question. So
well, wait a minute. Well, Anthony, what would you have asked Michael Jordan?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I would have asked him. But I regret. I knew I should have asked the question, but, you know, you didn't want to be that first guy. And then it was late when the camp was over. So, you know, guys really wanted to, you know, go back to the rooms and go to sleep and eat. So, yeah, you ask a question, the guy's looking at you like, why are you asking a question? We ready to go. It's like, so I was kind of nervous.
When's the last time you swapped jerseys with somebody?
I just swapped jerseys with Drew Holiday in New Orleans. I think that was the last time I've done it. I did it this year with Drew.
How many jerseys do you have?
From other players?
Yeah.
I have a ton.
Do you have a man cave?
I kind of do, but I kind of don't. Until the next house I get, I have to. That's like one thing I have, and that's why I'm collecting the jerseys. Put them in a frame and hang them up everywhere. So that's really why I want a man cave.
Does LeBron have a man cave?
I'm not sure if he does.
Well, you went to the house for Taco Tuesday, so
yeah. But I don't remember. I don't even know LeBron collect jerseys. I don't think he get jerseys from anyone else.
Did you get one from him?
I'm going to get one from him. I haven't yet. So I'm going to get a couple of them.
And you know what the trick is? You always have somebody ask for you. You know, get a ball boy, right?
No, with you do. But with him, I'm going straight to the source.
Okay, all right.
I'm going straight to the source on that one.
Anthony Davis, Lakers power forward, 6-time NBA All-Star, joining us on behalf of Mobile One Sweepstakes. How would you rank your acting skills in the Mobile One commercial?
I think I've done a great job. I mean, you know, the commercials that we've done, or that I've done with Mobile One has been great. So I'd give it, you know, 8, 8.5.
Oh, okay.
I think it's pretty good.
And then you're in Space Jams 2, aren't you?
Yes.
How big a role do you have?
The eighth biggest role. So,
who's got the second biggest role behind LeBron?
I can't remember. I know it's him and his, like, the characters that play, what actors and actresses that play his family, but I know he told me I was eighth. Now, I'm not sure if he was saying that to make me more excited to be in the film or what, but I'm going to go with his word.
Anthony's joining us on behalf of the launch of the $250,000 Mobile One Sweepstakes. So if he has 5 or more points, gets 5 or more rebounds, has 5 or more assists, 5 or more blocks, or 5 or more steals in a single game over a 10-game stretch, one lucky fan will get $250,000. Fans can register from now, December 18th, until January 15th at mobileone.us/on the line. How did I do with that?
Yes, good. And I have to get all. So I have to get 5 or more points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks.
Oh.
Yeah. Which makes it tougher.
Who's the best player you played against this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Short season. You know, I don't want to count anyone yet just because of the fact that it's early. You know, guys starting to find a rhythm now. You know, guys are definitely starting to get in the groove. And we haven't played everyone yet. So we haven't played, you know, the Rockets, who, you know, James is averaging 100 points a game. So we haven't played everyone yet. For an answer yet.
Do you think James Harden's going to score 70 or 80 in a game?
For sure.
Really?
For sure. I mean, the things he has to do on the basketball floor, it's unreal. We haven't seen anyone like it. You know, get to the free throw line at ease, his step back, he's able to pass. So I think it's definitely coming.
Wouldn't you love to do that, where you just know that LeBron is going to say to you, hey, I want you to go out and I want you to take 45 shots. Like, just a fun game. How do you think you could do?
With 45 shots, I think I could probably get you, 80.
80?
85, yeah.
What's the most you ever scored in a game?
The most I ever scored is 59.
Oh. And you could get 70. You can get Mobile One will love that. No, then you'd only be getting just scoring. You know, you got to get everything else there.
Yeah, I had to get everything else, yeah.
But wouldn't you rather have a great block than a great dunk?
I think it depends on, like, if it's late game, we need to stop. Then, I'm taking the block. But it was early in the game. We were trying to get the crowd into it. I think the dunker do it. But me personally, just being, the type of player I am who's defensive-minded, I think that block is better than that dunk. Now, if you're dunking on someone, then I'll take that over the block. But just a regular dunk over a block, I have to take the block.
Who have you posterized? Like your favorite one?
My favorite one? I think I was my second year in the league. I think it was Glenn Davis. That was like my first poster ever. And it was like, I was so young. I had no facial hair. I had no, my hair was real low, so skinny. I barely got off the ground. Glenn Davis couldn't get off the ground either.
I was going to say, Anthony, he can't jump. He jumps like I do. That doesn't really count as a poster.
Yeah, so.
Did you posterize?
That was one of the good ones.
You didn't get LeBron, did you?
No, I never got LeBron. LeBron never got me. Another good one I had was against the Knicks a couple years ago with Ron Baker.
Yeah, but that doesn't count either. Ron Baker jumps. He plays like I do. Come on, I'm talking about dunking on like Dwight Howard or somebody like that.
Never got Dwight. I'll tell you this. I'll get one for you this year.
No, how about? Are you playing Thursday night against the Greek Freak?
Hopefully, that's the plan. See how the angle feels, and hopefully I'm able to suit up and play.
I'll give you a couple of Mobile One plugs if you posterize the Greek Freak.
I'll try to.
Anthony, good luck with Mobile One. It sounds like an interesting sweepstakes here. Fans can register from December 18th until January 15th at mobileone.us/onTheLine. And good luck with that, and hopefully we'll see you on Thursday night.
Thank you.
That's Anthony Davis. He's a native of the south side of Chicago there.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's GEICO. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, GEICO. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of GEICO for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Jerry West, Hall of Famer, Clipper special consultant, former Warriors executive, and former Clippers GM, former Laker GM. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How excited are you?
Well, it was a pretty good Friday night, I guess, a few days ago for the Clippers. And obviously it brought a lot of excitement, I think, to everyone involved in acquiring the two players that we acquired. So pretty special day for Southern California basketball, particularly with the two guys that the Lakers have, LeBron and Anthony. So been a pretty cool time for basketball in Southern California.
What role did you play in bringing Kawhi Leonard to town?
Very small, okay? I just had a voice. Our front office is really terrific, okay? And they all behind the scenes things, Lawrence Franks, Michael Winger, and Trent Redden, they were really on top of this thing the whole way. And, you know, when you – in this league today, it's just so different, Dan. The players are free to move around. Agents, obviously, and players contribute where they go. And I've never seen anything like it where players can recruit other players. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's the modern-day NBA. And I think it's an awkward situation when you're in these positions to have an opportunity to maybe acquire a player like the ones we've talked about. And more importantly, for the team that gets them, it really does wonders for a franchise. It's just hard to describe the excitement within the Clipper organization. I'm sure the Laker organization also.
But when you get Kawhi, then how long after do you realize, or is getting Kawhi, you know, hinging on getting Paul George as well? Like, how did those two, how did they connect?
Well, obviously, I think they have great admiration for each other's game. And you know, I try to be, you know, completely fair and honest to all the players in the league. But I honestly think they're the two best-way players in basketball. And to get them on one night, as I say, is pretty remarkable. In our front office, Lawrence, Michael, and Trent Redden, they all contributed greatly to it. But those players talked. And I'm not sure that maybe if Kawhi hadn't had some influence on Paul that we would have been able to make a deal with Oklahoma City. And obviously we paid a big price, and Oklahoma City should be, I guess, exciting about their future now. But it was a remarkable night. And to say it, you know, not to try to defer anything to the other teams involved, but certainly the players helped today.
You don't want any credit for this, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. And I should not get very little at all. I've gotten far too much credit in my life, and I really have. And I think one of the things I enjoy about being here, and obviously this is going to be my final stop in my basketball life, is Steve Ballmer has really put together an unbelievably terrific organization. He spared no expense. It's a really fun place to be. There's not ego-driven at all. And it's just a fun place to be. And he's got an awful lot of basketball people over there. And again, I'm just happy to be such a small part of it, to be honest with you.
Are you prouder of your basketball playing career or what you did in the front office?
Yeah, I really never looked at my life like that at all. It's just something I've seemed to have a love for, and been able to do it for a long time, have a life in basketball. And most people are not that fortunate, and particularly some of the older players who didn't give a chance. You know, started with Jerry Buss, who gave me an opportunity here in Los Angeles to work in the front office, and things went well during that time. And then the late Mike Heisley and also late Jerry Buss, late Mike Heisley in Memphis, gave me an opportunity to do something. It was probably the most fun time of my life because they hadn't had much success. And more importantly, I think the opportunity to work with someone like Mike Heisley and then being a consultant with the Warriors and the success they had up there and watch how that organization is going now. And then also with Steve here in Los Angeles, he's just a great owner and one of the nicest men I've ever been around in my life. I've never seen a person like this with this success that it's just remarkable how even keeled he is. If people knew how philanthropic he was, he keeps all that stuff quiet. I guess he would get mad at me for mentioning it, but he's just a remarkable man himself.
When you go to dinner, do you ever pick up the check with Steve Ballmer?
I would pick up a check with anyone, Dan, and I know you're a very rich guy, so I would be happy to pick your check.
I like that. I like that. But Steve Ballmer's crazy rich, though, Jerry.
Well, he's again, you'd never know it. I think that's one of the charming things about him. And you know, I think people always are. They always ask me what he's like, and I said he's just like you and I, normal. I've never seen. He's willing to spend on players. He's willing to spend on personnel within the front office. And as I mentioned before, I've never been around any organization that is better than this one, that's for sure.
I'm very similar to Steve Ballmer, except for he has one more team than I do and two more Jets than I do, Jerry. So we're really, really, really – but I have my hair. So.
Well, when you're around him, I think you don't really realize the totality of what he has because there's nothing ostentatious about him at all, Dan, and I think that's what makes it so much fun to be around him. But as I say, he and his wife are two remarkable people, and to be involved with them, he's very straightforward. There's nothing is phony about him at all. And he's a busy man. He'll fly down to a game. He'll fly home the next day or that night. He flew to Las Vegas where I think the owner's meeting, and then back home, and then back over to a summer league game. So he's very passionate about what he does also.
He's Jerry West joining us, Dan Patrick Show. Are duos good for the NBA?
If they're great ones, absolutely. If they're bad ones, no. And, when you're talking about, here in Los Angeles, people always put players in their place in the league. There's arguably four of the best top seven players in basketball on respective teams. So I think the games here in Los Angeles now are going to be fun. Anxious to watch them get after each other, and it will be more like the playoffs every game we play them, I'm sure.
Who would you have liked to have teamed up with in your career if you had that opportunity?
I had a chance to team up with one incredible player when we were younger, Elgin Baylor. I had a chance to team up with another one and Will Chamberlain, and probably the one that I've had incredible passion for not only as a person but as a player is Bill Russell. Mm. I think he would have been fun to play for because he brought an element to the game that was about winning, the greatest winner we've ever seen in our league, and he was just a guy who kind of flew under the radar. But he had a regal-like effect on the game. He was just incredible, and more importantly, a friend and someone that I've greatly admired for all these years.
Did you ever hang out with Wilt Chamberlain socially?
Not socially, but on the road, we were together a lot after games and stuff like that. I remember one time he took me to Small's Paradise in Harlem, which was an unbelievable experience, to be honest with you. But most of the time, we had dinner together a lot in our rooms. Didn't go out very much when we were playing. And he was a uniquely different person. And I'd say I had a chance to play with a lot of great players. But I think the thing that many times in your life that will be like indelible memories that you have are the times you spent with him away from the court. That, to me, really defines who people really are. And a lot of times people look at players and they just see what they accomplish on the court, but the most important thing is what they've accomplished away from the court. And he's just a good guy and different but a good, and of course Elgin was the best of the best.
I think there was a season when you averaged 31, Wilt averaged 27, and Elgin averaged 24 or 25. Does that sound about right?
Well, as I say, I never forget there was a cover on Sports magazine at that point in time, and they were talking about this trio of all-stars, and, it would be a super team. It wasn't a super team. It was a team that was really good, but for some reason we were never able to accomplish what everyone wants to accomplish as a player. And that's to win a championship, and we weren't able to do that together. Elgin retired when 1971-72 season, and we went on to win a championship like that that year. And without him, it's one of the saddest things I've ever had to do, to watch somebody that not only I loved as a person, but he was one of the great people that you'd ever want to be around. Just a wonderful person, no pretense to him. He was who he was. Just a great player, and as I mentioned, a wonderful friend.
Do you think you appreciated the winning as much as you hated the losing? Like, when you win a championship, you kind of expect that, but it's the losing that you don't expect.
Well, you know, I just say, Dan, I've been involved in 21 NBA finals, okay, both as a player and as an executive, and that's a lot. And you get to the point sometimes when you want to win so bad that it's like a nightmare when you don't win, because you give so much, and people don't realize the stress and pressure you feel at that point in time, because you're not only playing for the team, you're really playing for the fans in the city that you're involved in. And community pride is something that, you know, I look at the Green Bay Packers, for instance, a small city and a very small city that's won world championships and more than one. And you see that, in a big city in New England, in Boston area, the Patriots, they've had a different kind of run. And so all of these teams, regardless of where they are, it's about community pride. And I think in a smaller community, there's probably a lot more community pride. But people do not realize just how much players want to win and how sad it is. And I've said it many times before, but there's a lot more incredible stories in a loser's locker room, and there's the elation in winning a championship.
I saw where Rob Pelinka said that, you know, basically winning a championship or it's not a successful season. I mean,
well, you know, Rob is very eloquent, of course, and he says what he says, but it's difficult, and the Lakers have won a lot. It puts enormous pressure on teams to have the expectation anyway, because Las Vegas does that to you and the fans betting. But as I say, I don't think I would ever say that in my life. It's just not who I am. But the expectation should be very high over there.
Can you tell, did you meet Kawhi Leonard? I haven't interviewed him. I haven't seen him interviewed that much. Like he's a mystery, Jerry. What was he like in person?
Dan, I never met him before until the meeting we had with him, and he's a wonderful person. He really is. He's funny, charming. I think he's a great, great player, Dan. He might be the best two-way player in basketball. And when you're around him, you don't even feel that. He's just quiet. It's hard to describe, but I've always been a great fan of his, and also Paul George, of course, but to have them two on one side is pretty special. And as I say, in Los Angeles, it should be fun when these teams play each other. It'll be like a playoff atmosphere, and the city will probably really respond to it. But he's a great guy. He's just quiet, and it's super to have him on our side for a while.
Yeah, it's interesting the personality that he kind of fits the Clippers' personality. I don't, you know, whereas if you go to the Lakers, I think you have to have a certain personality, or we expect a certain personality. Does that seem fair, or does that sound right?
Not really. I think anyone can fit in anywhere in this league. Just be yourself. Don't try to be something you're not. You know, we have players in this league that have big personalities. We have other teams where, you know, these players have these incredible a little bit of extra gold dust sprinkled on them, and it shows. But also, I like these quiet assassins myself.
Yeah, I said at the beginning, I don't know if you called and I was the front office executive, I don't know if I'd take your call, Jerry.
Well, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, you don't. Okay.
I have some really great people I work with. As I mentioned, Lawrence Frank. Franks is just incredible. I've never seen anyone work as hard as him in my life. Trent Redden, he turned down an opportunity down New Orleans to be the general manager, stay with us. A great guy. And the brains in our organization, I always kid him about how smart he is. Michael Winger, he's just done a great job for us also. So it's fun to be part of that. And as I say, I do have a voice, but I'm not the one who's calling people. But as I say, everyone's excited about what we've done. We have to go out and prove it on the court. We have a tremendous bench also, a tremendous. If you look at the lineup we have, we can put out there. You're talking about defensive players. My goodness, we got a bunch of them. And it should be a fun year for all.
I just can't imagine what. Did you ever feel sorry for Charlotte where you called up and said, you know what, we're going to trade Vlade and we would like Kobe? I mean, come on, you had to know.
Well, you know, I think we all have favorite players in the draft, and to me, he was a pretty easy selection. I thought he was the best player in the draft, to be honest with you. I've said that before. And, you know, our hopes were to try to be able to acquire a free agent, and certainly that was Shaquille O'Neal. We were able to do that. And one of the things I said to Shaquille when we were talking, at that point in time, you could only talk, you couldn't meet with him, and we talked a lot, and I had never met him before. We got to be good friends over the phone, and it was amazing to talk about. The only thing I said to him, I don't believe that you ever say anything derogatory about a franchise. I think you have to extol the virtues of the ownership and also the people you're working with. You should never talk derogatory about another franchise. And, you know, when players leave, they have the right to leave today. But at that point in time, it was much more easy, I think, to make deals because you didn't have agents involved. You didn't have players telling you where they wanted to go. At that point in time, people were pretty loyal. And it's completely changed. The landscape has changed. And, you know, who wouldn't want to play for some of the teams in these leagues with these historic names over the years? And certainly the Lakers won at that point in time. And to get Shaquille and to get a young puppy and Kobe Bryant, that was pretty special in one year.
Well, congrats, Jerry. Whether you had a large role or small role, you got two great players there and should be a fun time in Los Angeles. We always appreciate talking to you.
Good day and great to talk to you. My best.
That's Jerry West, Hall of Famer, the Clippers special consultant. Yeah, I didn't know if he played a role, but it's not a coincidence, you know, that he's in these front offices and they somehow make the right moves, whether it's draft picks, trade, or sign a free agent. And look, you know, I've had people who say, you forget Jerry West has made mistakes. No, I'm well aware of that. But he's hit a lot of home runs. Yeah, he was never MVP, and he won one title. I understand that. I cried after the Lakers lost those NBA finals. I know it. I'm just saying he's the logo. He was a great player, two-way player, and somehow, some way, made some of the biggest moves in NBA history. Change the league.
It's the greatest time of the year in sports. NFL, college football, MLB, NBA, and NHL. What else can a sports fan ask for? All the action you want is every day at one place and one place only. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. Use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on all this incredible action at BetOnline.ag. That's BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts, like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Charles Barkley joining us, the TNT Inside the NBA studio analyst and, of course, Hall of Famer. Hi, Charles. How are you today?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How's the offseason?
The offseason has been fantastic. It's kind of slipped the summer to an end, but I've had a great summer. I love downtown, a lot of golf, a lot of fishing. I'm on cloud nine right now, but I'm ready for the season.
surprised are you they're playing basketball in China this morning?
I'm not surprised. They got billions of dollars at stake. And I didn't say millions. I said billions. They have billions of dollars at stake. It's a business decision. I understand the NBA. The players and the owners both got billions of dollars at stake. I think it's easy for these Monday morning quarterbacks to play. Well, these guys should do this and do that. That's because it's not their money. The NBA makes billions of dollars in China, and that goes to the owners and the players. So it's a business decision, and I totally understand it.
If you were in LeBron's shoes, would you say anything, lay low?
I think as a player, it's a lose-lose situation. You can't control what goes on in another country. I think it's totally – you know, the thing is really funny. All these idiots and jackasses and fools on radio and television talking about these players should do that. These are the same people who've been hating on Colin Kaepernick for the last 3 years. And that's in another country. So I find it hilarious listening to all these idiot fools and jackasses on radio and TV talking about, well, these players should stand up. I said, first of all, you guys have been killing Colin Kaepernick for the last X amount of years. Now all of a sudden, y'all want to control what happens in a foreign country? Give me a break, please.
I thought that what was interesting is we haven't heard anything from China as far as Adam Silver or anybody else. Like, this is a good thing. You just want to get these games over with, get out, and then hopefully you can repair things. So what do you think of the job Adam Silver has done so far?
Well, Adam Silver works for the owners and kind of works for the players. Like I said, Dan, this is billions and billions of dollars. Like I said, I can't find it funny. Everybody tell me, let's make this moral stand. You know what? If it's not their billions of dollars. It's easy for somebody to make a stand when they don't have any skin in the game. Listen, Adam Silver works for the owners and the players. And I'm going to repeat this for the last time. We're talking billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. So I totally understand it. It's an awful situation. But this is China. This is not the United States. But all these guys out here want to take the moral high ground. Like I said, these are the same people who've been hating on Colin Kaepernick. They don't care what happens in the United States. All of a sudden, they want to know what happens. Let's make a stand on what happens in China. So I just sit back and just laugh at all these fools.
Can Zion Williamson live up to the expectations, the hype this year?
Well, Dan, he's the number one pick in the draft. Any number one draft pick is under tremendous pressure. I think he's a really, really talented kid. I think he's in great hands with Alvin Gentry and David Griffin. He seems like a really nice kid, too. But, you know, those are the expectations when you're the number one pick in the draft. I'm just going to have fun sitting back watching. Like I said, he's really talented, and he seems like a nice kid. And it's great for the NBA if he's successful.
I was watching the ESPN pregame show last night, and they used the comparison because we always have to compare somebody. And they used you and Dominique Wilkins for Zion Williamson, a hybrid of you two. What do you think of that comparison?
Well, it's not fair to compare him to me. He's not nearly as good as I was in my heyday. He's really talented. He hasn't even played an official NBA game yet. And Dominique's in the Hall of Fame also. But listen, I think it's I love the kid. I wish him nothing but the best. But it's disrespectful to compare. Like I said, he's me already. I mean, dude, I've been in the Hall. I'm in the Hall of Fame, and I was a hell of a player. But to compare him to me and Dominique, two guys who were great players in the Hall of Fame, that's not fair to him, and it's not fair to me and Dominique, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that people are going to be a little bit surprised and maybe a little bit disappointed when they watch Zion in the numbers that he puts up. Because I said if he could put up the numbers that Julius Randle put up for this team last year, I'd be thrilled. If you said he went 21-10, I'd be thrilled with that. I think that we think he's going to have these monster nights, and he might. But I just don't think that the NBA is different than, you know, playing an ACC schedule like he did at Duke. You got some grown men in there, and he's going to have to be able to shoot the jumper. I love he's a good team player, got a great feel for the game, passes the ball well. I just don't want people to go, only averaged 17-9 this year.
Dan, first of all, that was a really great point that you made. I said, no, man, let the guy play. You know, because we don't have, and I don't mean any disrespect when I say, we don't have a Clemson and NC State in the NBA. I mean, we like, even if, I'm trying to think, I don't think there's any bad teams in the West. I mean, I think the West is the best it's ever been. So I just want to see the kid play. I hope he's great, because I think it'll be great for the NBA. But I got no idea. But, like, if the West is crazy, man. I don't know what he's going to do. But like I say, I got great faith in Alvin Gentry and David Griffin. Like I say, he seems like a great kid. But let's just let this thing play out. I mean, I don't think they're a playoff team by any stretch of imagination. But, man, the West is just going to be fun to watch. And I can't wait for the season to get started in a couple of weeks.
You think that they should look into reseeding when you get to the playoffs, that, you know, take out the East and West?
You know, that's a great question. Well, listen, Milwaukee and Philly, I think Milwaukee and Philly are the best two teams in the East, with Boston kind of a third. But in the West, I got zero idea who's going to win the West. You know, I don't know how, you know, obviously LeBron and AD, they got to be fantastic. I don't know what Kawhi's going to do with load management, and Paul George got to come back. You know, Denver and Utah are terrific. You got Portland. I haven't even got to the Rockets. That's going to be fascinating to watch James Harden and Russell Westbrook. I mean, the Spurs are going to be pretty. Listen, the Sacramento Kings got a good team. I think for the first time in a long time, Dan, I cannot wait for the NBA to start. Because, man, there's some great storylines out there. There's some really great storylines in the West. I cannot wait for the season to start.
What's your biggest concern with the Lakers?
Anthony Davis and LeBron's health. LeBron's older. He's not in the East anymore. Like, he don't get those East. You know, he used to get 30 or 40 easy games a year. He won't get that in the West. You saw last year, if he missed any time, they're not going to make the playoffs. And Anthony Davis has got to prove he can stay healthy. Those are my two biggest concerns with the Lakers, LeBron's health and AD's health. And like I say, with Kawhi, you know, he load management 22 games last year. He can't load manage in the West. If he missed 22 games in the West, the Clippers would, well, I'm not even sure they would make the playoffs if he missed 22 games.
Talking to Charles Barkley, inside the NBA TNT studio analyst. Can you explain this beef between Shaq and Damian Lillard?
Well, Shaq got thinner skin and flat Stanley. As good of a, first of all, I love working with Shaq. He's a good guy. But he can't let anything go. Like, he don't realize, like, Dan, I'm 56 years old. When somebody insults me, I just laugh about it. He can't let anything go. And I'm hoping at some point he gets to the point like, hey, man, you're one of the greatest to ever do it. You don't have to, I think they call it clap back. You know, I don't do any social media. But you don't have to clap back every time somebody says something about you. First of all, that becomes a full-time job. Dame Leonard is a star. He's in his, it's his time now. So Shaq needs to step back and start beating with these young kids, plain and simple. Our job, you know, one of my good friends is a guy named Jason Whitlock, who I like. He says, our job, because, you know, he called me. He says, apologize. When I said I want to punch Draymond Green in the face, and I didn't want to punch him in the face, but he sent me a text and said, yeah, man, our job is to promote the game, not get into it with the players. And I said, you know what, Jason, you are correct. So I apologize. Even though I didn't want to punch Draymond in the face, that's not my job to get on TV and say I want to punch this guy in the face. My job is to help the NBA. And Shaq got to learn that, plain and simple.
It was good TV, though, when you said you wanted to punch Draymond in the face.
And listen, I admit it. I wanted to punch him in the face. But then, that goes back to this hometown thing. We don't get to say everything we want to on television. Like, I work for a network. You know, we don't get to say whatever we want to. But we can say some things, but you don't get to say. Like, Dan Amari, he don't get to say what he want to. Like, we got a business deal with China, and I hear all these punk-ass politicians chiming in. They can't solve our own problems in America. Now they want us to hold up our fist and pound on China. And they stuck at their job. But we don't get to say what we want to, because we all work for somebody else. Like I said, it was great TV. And I admitted it. I want to punch everyone in the face. But you know what? I technically work for the NBA. My job is to promote the game. And I was wrong in that instance. I was wrong. And so I like Draymond a lot as a person. He's a good basketball player. And even though he makes me mad at times, he winds up. The guy's never committed a foul in his life. But that's not my job to get on TV and say, I want to punch him in the face. And I was wrong then.
How's your golf game?
I'm playing better than I played in the last 20 years, Dan.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to quit backing me. Hey, listen, stop being a coward. Chuck, bring your guys out to Arizona. Come on out 1 week. Do your whole show from Arizona when it's cold as hell on the East Coast. Come to Arizona, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you do a show from my house. We'll do a show in my backyard. It'll be 70 degrees in the middle of the winter. Come on out to Arizona. You know the nurse would love to get out of Connecticut when it's cold as hell in the middle of the winter. Come on out to Arizona where it's 70 degrees every day. We'll do the show from my backyard on my putting green. Or we can do it in my tennis court if you want to do it. We'll drink all day. I'll drink all the alcohol, and we'll have a blast for a couple hours.
Is there a basketball court for me?
I got a basketball court and a tennis court in my backyard.
Yeah, I don't care about tennis, but basketball, I'll steal your money.
Hey, listen, man, let me tell you something. I'll play you anytime, anywhere.
A shooting contest?
Yeah, Dan, you're not. Listen, you were a good player back in your day. It's not your day anymore.
Okay, I'm gonna. The Dan Ents and I are gonna huddle as we take a commercial break here, and we'll figure out when we can come out there and see you.
Hey, come on! I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you stay in my guest house.
Whoa!
Too. How about that?
Okay. All right.
You stay in the guest house. Now, they got to stay at a hotel. I don't like people staying at my big house. But I'll let you stay in my guest house in the backyard.
All right. How big is the big house, by the way?
I think like 20,000 square feet, something like that. Man, I got big fans. I need a lot of space.
All right. Hey, great to talk to you as always. And
hey, man, listen, thanks for having me. You guys keep up the great work, and it's good talking to you.
Thank you, Ben. That's Charles Barkley, Hall of Famer, TNT Inside the NBA Studio Analyst. I don't know.
Happy holidays from your friends at Podcast One.
Hi, everyone. It's Becca from the Lady Gang. We wanted to say thank you to all our advertisers for their support this year. We couldn't do it without you. Have a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. I want to thank you for listening this year and have a happy and safe holiday.
Hi, it's Barbara Boxer wishing you a happy new year.
And this is Nicole. Yeah, and we're wishing you a happy holiday.
Hey, everyone. It's Tina Fey from Shenanigans. Just wishing you all happy holidays and a very happy new year.
Hey, guys, it's Nas
and Nadia
from Ladies Like Us. We want to wish our listeners a very happy holiday and say thank you to all our advertisers who support our show.
We could not do it without you. Happy holidays.
Hey, it's Heather and Terry Dubrow.
Hello, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Chuck, I know you love being Santa.
No, I am Santa. Yeah. All day, every day.
Happy holidays from Adulting Like a Mother Father.
Hey, everyone, it's Kaylin Bristow from Off the Vine Podcast wishing you a very happy holiday season, and thank you for all of your support this year.
Tis the season of giving.
And we know you're looking for gifts for your family and friends right now.
So check out our amazing sponsors who bring you showmans every week for free.
Give us your ears.
And they'll give you awesome deals.
And we will give you more of the content you love.
Hey, it's Heidi Pratt. I just want to thank all of our amazing sponsors for making this show possible and everything that they do so we can have this free podcast, BY.
guys every week. So thank you so much to all of our awesome sponsors. We love you, and we really love all your products. So thank you.
Hey, everybody. Steve Austin here, and I want to wish you a very happy holiday season and a happy new year. And that's the bottom line.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.